This is Free Talk Live, and the number is toll-free for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you. Hi,
and
man, what's you doing a radio show now?
Sorry.
1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots to pack in here. How much of it we'll get to, I don't know. But still to come, something about Judas. Now, this isn't a religious show, but it's kind of interesting. There's been some ancient manuscripts discovered, and we'll explore what that's all about. Plus, the FBI can't even get it straight with email. They have no idea what this whole technology thing's all about. We'll explore how inept they are coming up. Also, let's see. Oh, sex for rent. Yes, that's right. Sex for rent. But first, some good news and a follow-up. We've actually got some information here from South Carolina, and it's from the Goose Creek area. We talked about this story a couple years back on Free Talk Live. It involved the police department being called in by a school principal. Is Goose Creek High School, I believe, as a matter of fact. Principal George McCracken ordered a police raid to take place early in the morning, and the cops came in, pointed guns at the heads of high school students, and raided and checked their backpacks, checked their lockers, looking for drugs. When all was said and done, they found nothing. And there was a lawsuit that was filed, and now the students that were involved in this lawsuit, I believe there was something like almost 60 of them, are going to be awarded $1.2
million. Every one of the students?
No. They're going to split it. So it's going to come down to about 11 grand apiece, or
50?
6 grand or something like that. And so that's sort of good news.
From who?
I mean, from the taxpayers.
Oh, so the taxpayers are paying for the cops going in and pointing guns at people?
Right.
Well, the taxpayers do have the government over there in Goose Creek that they deserve.
I suppose so. And I'd like to point out, if it was a private police force that did this sort of thing, they'd have to pay it from their own coffers, and maybe they'd even go out of business as a result of that. Unfortunately, these cops probably still have jobs, and it's the taxpayers that have to pay the money, so nobody's getting their paychecks docked or anything like that. The cops really aren't facing any punishment here. It's the taxpayers that are. But at least the kids got something out of their harassing, terrible time in front of the police force there. Let's go to the phones just to give you that quick update here. Let's talk to Jean in Tennessee. Oh, wait a minute. Ladies first. There's Paula on the line. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hey, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. That's what I want to talk to y'all about. There's something that's happening right now that we're all involved in, and this is very important.
Okay, do tell.
Okay, what's happening with our border situation? A lot of people don't understand, and I guess maybe, I don't know if you know about this or not, but this country's called Manessa, okay?
Who?
Our country's called Manessa. We are Joseph's children here. And
Joseph who?
Joseph of the Bible.
Joseph the father of Jesus?
No.
Joseph with the multicolored coat?
The son of Jacob.
Okay? The guy with the coat, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the coat of many colors.
Yeah, the coat. Okay.
Right now,
I played Joseph in a play a long time ago, when I was a Christian.
How did the descendants of Joseph get over here?
Okay, my tribe was the first one here, okay, and I am from Manessa.
Okay.
And the Native Americans, when we got here, we were fighting with each other all the time, and this is why they all got we got separated from each other all over the country.
If the Native Americans are Manessans, why are they, when you sort of check their genealogy and their DNA, that they find out they're Oriental?
Well, there's a mixture of, like, when we came over, we came through Burma and China and all that. We came through the Straits. We came down through Alaska, Canada, and the United States.
Okay.
And so we sort of got mixed moving out of Egypt. But anyway, a lot of the Native Americans got spread out, and a lot of them went to Mexico. Okay? And so this is how they got spread down there. But anyway, the thing is that we're all cousins to each other. We're all Jacob's kids here. Okay?
That's nice.
And the thing is that...
Am I one of Jacob's kids?
If you're from here, yeah.
Where's here?
Okay. Well, let me.
Here's America. I was born in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I'm in Florida too. Anyway, okay.
I want to see how this ties into immigration, please.
Okay.
Enough about migrations.
Uh huh. Well, the thing is that with what's happening, we're having some problems now right here in the schools here with the children are starting to fight with each other. And so I got in touch with...
Kids have been fighting for decades in school.
Well, no, I mean just recently with even taking our flags down and putting the Mexican flags up here in Florida.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But anyway, the thing is that I'm trying to get a point over to everybody is that we're all one family here. And we need to stop the fighting. And we need to understand who they are. And they need to be... A lot of the children were never explained who they were.
So that's interesting. So you're saying we're all one family, so therefore we should open the borders and let all of our family members in, right?
I'm saying there's a proper way to do this without hurting each other, and that's the way it should be done.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, though, we've got to understand who we are and that we don't need to be fighting with our own family.
It's very existential, and, Paula, very existential.
But I just think there's a great way we could do this where people won't get hurt.
What is that way?
Well, I mean, like, we had the border situation where they're supposed to come in with IDs, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, if it had been done properly, if that gentleman down there in that country had done the right thing, and another thing that I don't know if you know about...
What if they don't have an ID? They're not allowed in, huh?
I don't think that... I mean, it should be done the correct way. And I mean,
but what if they don't have an ID?
Well, then they should go back until they have one, and then...
But what if the town they come from doesn't have an ID department, and they just don't have any access to ID?
Well, this should be taken care of, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Who's going to pay for it?
Yeah, I mean, they should have done this in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And the thing is...
Why do we all have to have ID? What if I don't want ID? I live in the country.
Well, I don't think we need one here. I mean, if we're a Native American, I mean, if we have been here all
the time... Well, wait, now stop. Hold on, Paula. I'm just trying to understand this.
Uh-huh.
You don't think we need an ID here, and I agree with you on that. But then, if we don't need an ID here, how are we going to differentiate ourselves from those other people that are coming across the border who also don't have an ID?
Well, if they're coming from over there, they should have an ID. And that
so only the people who have IDs should be from other countries in America?
I believe, yes. I mean, if they were born in another country and they were raised there and now they're coming here, yes, I think they should have...
So I'm just trying to understand, Paula.
If I'm an American citizen.
Well, now, hold on a second. So if I come across the border and I don't want to be identified as an immigrant, I just don't have an ID with me. Therefore, when the cops come up and ask me if I have an ID, I say, no, I was born here. And they say, well, you must have been born here if you don't have an ID. Is that what you're proposing?
You have to prove it.
You have to prove what?
That you were born here if you were
Why?
Born here. But, I mean, if you weren't, then they have
Wait, how do you prove that you were born in America?
If you don't have an ID.
Birth certificate.
But what if I don't have a birth certificate?
Well, there's got to be one record somewhere.
Why? What if my parents did a home birth? And
every
they never told anybody about it.
Every hospital that you're born in has a copy of your birth.
I just said, what if my parents did a home birth, Paula, and there's no record of it?
Well, there's still supposed to be a birth record.
With
the Department of Health, there is supposed to be a birth record.
There might supposed to be, but isn't it possible to have babies in this country without the government knowing about it?
Well, I guess there are some, but I mean...
Should the government know about every baby that pops out of a woman's uterus in this country?
Well, you should have it. Like, you have to get a driver's license. You need a birth certificate for that, right?
Yeah. Well,
and to enter school, you need it.
Yeah.
So there should be a record somewhere.
What if I homeschooled my kids?
Homeschool?
What if I have a home birth and a homeschool, and the government never even knows that I had a kid? Am I breaking the law? Should I be punished?
I don't think there should be a law associated with it.
But you just said I should have an identification.
I think that everybody should have an ID as far as birth certificate. I mean, I think that should be the thing that everybody
So if I don't get a birth certificate for my kids, you're going to punish me, right?
Well, no, I wouldn't say punish you, but just make sure that you got one.
What if I don't?
Well, everybody...
What are you going to do about it? Huh?
Well, they should go and get a record of it. I mean, every birth...
Who's they? Me?
The parents.
Okay, but what if I don't want to go get a record? What if I don't want to listen to what you have to say, Paula? It's supposed to be a free country. Why shouldn't I be free to not have records?
Well, don't you have to have for your insurance, for your school, for everything?
Maybe so. Maybe I want to be uninsured, and maybe I want to homeschool. What about that?
You're talking to a crazy man. You know that, right, Paula?
I'm not crazy. I'm just talking about liberty. I'm talking about
the freedom to be able to have kids in a country.
And not have to report them to the state, not have to tell them where you live and who you are and how long you've been around and what color you are. And this is what these people want. These people that want to prevent immigration want to make it so all the rest of us become slaves to the government. Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You say we have to have this and we have to have this, but then when I, try to hold your feet to the fire. Oh, no, you don't have to. Well, you have to, but you don't have to. What? Get it straight and figure out what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have the listener map. We got over 1,000 of our listeners from around the world that have plotted themselves with a little digital pushpin on our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. You can join them by going to map.freetalklive.com, punch in your location, your name, a photo of yourself, and or whatever. It doesn't have to be of you. It can be of your dog if you want. But you put that up there, and we'll plot you on our map at map.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Now, on this show, we quite frequently point out how inept and slow and stupid your government is. Yes, your government at almost all levels, local, state, and federal.
Just dumb and stupid and slow. Yeah, they get things done from time to time. After they throw enough millions and millions of dollars at a problem, they might make some headway in some areas, but it really takes a lot of time and a lot of money for them to get anything at all done, and get it done even close to efficiently. They don't even make the cut. Well, here's a story from Slate.com about the FBI and how totally inept they are. 2 weeks ago, the FBI's chief information officer admitted that the Bureau couldn't afford to provide email addresses for 8,000 of its 30,000 employees. The email shortfall is only the latest in a series of embarrassed confessions that the FBI has made about its information technology.
Aren't email addresses sort of virtual? I mean, why wouldn't you be able to afford to provide them?
There's no way to answer that. Yes, email addresses cost absolutely, I mean, next to nothing. If you have a domain name like FBI.gov, you must have a server somewhere, and so therefore it wouldn't cost you anything beyond paying an IT guy a few bucks an hour to set up the server correctly so you could have all the email addresses you wanted to.
Baffling.
It's just a matter of laziness, most likely. In fact, we're going to get into some more of this here in a moment, but Gene is still on the line. Actually, Gene, the Christian anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
First of all, fire Manwich. I can't believe he's the one that said you were crazy in that last conversation.
How was I crazy?
No, I can't believe you said Ian was crazy in that last conversation.
I'll tell you, there it was two crazy people talking. But
yeah, I don't think there was only one, and she certainly had to backpedal a little bit there when Ian hit her with some of the stuff he did. Anyway,
she didn't know what to say.
Yeah, but I called about income taxes.
Do say, do tell.
You know why I hate income taxes?
Because they're illegitimate and taxes stink.
That's part of the reason. I hate them because I hate slavery and I love freedom.
Now, how is an income tax slavery, Gene? Can you explain that?
Well, you're at least at the very minimum, you could say you're an indentured servant because you pay a third of your wages to the U.S. government. But last night they had Irwin Schiff on CNN.
Really? And from his jail cell?
From his jail cell, only a few minutes of him. They only gave him about a minute and a half. And then they followed him up with this IRS guy.
Right.
Again, he would not point out any law that makes anybody liable. He just said, well, Title I says that it imposes the tax. And nobody says that that doesn't impose the tax. But nowhere does it say who's liable to pay the tax that's imposed like every other code section does. Mm-hmm. But anyway, can I play a 10-second blurb from that show?
Okay, it may not work out, but go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me a little bit about how you think it compares to other countries.
Well, the fact is, the Internal Revenue Service administers the federal tax law as written by Congress. And I can tell you that many tax administrators from foreign countries come to the United States to see how we do it, because we do it better than any other nation in the world. We have
There's the punchline. They do it better. They don't say what they're doing better, but they are definitely doing it.
He's saying they tax people better, right?
I'm saying they ream you better. That's what I'm saying. They don't tax you better, and the other countries come here because they want to learn how to ream their citizens as well as we ream ours.
Right. Well, how many other countries have the ability to ream you for taxes and have a bunch of people walk away saying, you know what? Thank goodness I live in the freest country in the world.
I constantly stop people on that statement. I stop them in their tracks and I say, look, if you're giving part of your wage, part of your money to somebody else, you cannot tell me you're free. I don't care what you say it's for or how good it is or how much it benefits, that it's for the children or whatever argument you're going to come up with. You're not free, and don't tell me you are.
Also, I'd like to point out, Gene, that there are a bunch of people in this country that give over their wages through withholding, but then get them all back in the form of a refund because they don't make enough money to actually have it all kept by the IRS. But they're still slaves, too, because they have to go through this process of begging for their money back from their masters. You have to go through the process of filling out a form. If you have to fill out a form in order to get part of your paycheck, you're a slave, too, even though you might get all the money back.
I got a question on that. On that particular thing. Now, in this particular last year, I just got married, as you know, and I generally pay very little in taxes, if anything at all, because of all the write-offs I have.
Okay.
And I've got to start a business and the whole thing.
Right.
Well,
Now, because I'm married, not only did I get all the taxes I paid back last year, but I went in and got a couple of grand of my wife's taxes, and I pulled them out, too.
Okay.
Now, am I a slave?
Yes,
you are. I went and begged the master for somebody else's money and
you're,
got it.
You're a slave because you're bowing down and kissing the ring of your lord, who is the IRS. You have to bow down and kiss his ring so that he will provide you with a horse or a mule or whatever little bauble that he's going to give you from his kingdom.
Indeed. Gene, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Try to be free, everybody.
We're doing our best, Gene.
Give up the slavery.
Thanks for the encouragement. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, it's the 6th day of April when we're doing this show. We're rapidly approaching April 15th, and so I'm sure we'll be talking more about taxes within the next week or so on Free Talk Live.
It's been a big issue at my household, I can tell you that. My wife has been working every night and getting these things done.
Well, back to the FBI and how bumbling and bureaucratic and, well, inept they are. Here's the story from Slate. So they can't even get their email straight. They can't even get their agents an email address, some of them. 8,000 of them don't even have them. The most significant mea culpa came when the attempt to upgrade the Bureau's case management software had to be scrapped last year, we reported on this, after $170 million had already been spent. They spent $170 million of your taxpayer dollars and then said, no, we can't get it together. Scrap this computer program. We don't need to upgrade. They just threw $170 million at some IT guys and then gave it all up. A Justice Department report listed all kinds of excuses, from poor enterprise architecture planning to shifting design requirements. But behind the management analysis is a more implacable problem. Until very recently, being computer savvy hasn't even been considered much of an asset in the FBI, and clues were something you kept to yourself. Agents say things are changing, that there's a new spirit of cooperation and new task forces designed to dig up what's buried in investigators' files. But decades-old habits are dying hard. The FBI's old fiefdoms still linger. Some of them are regional. An agent from L.A. would be strongly discouraged from chasing leads in Chicago. Others are functional. The counterintelligence division, the investigators that are assigned to catch the next Aldrich Ames, still gets into turf battles with the Bin Laden hunters in counterterrorism. So they're still fighting amongst themselves, as bureaucracies tend to do. And there's more examples of how totally clueless they are coming up. 800-259-9231. You want to chime in on taxes or whatever else is on your mind? This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening.
In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you take control of the airwaves, toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the wiki there. It's our newest feature on the website. And it's free, like everything else is at freetalklive.com. Wiki.freetalklive.com is the place to go. You'll find information about the show, information about the show hosts, about the issues we talk about, even some of the callers, and more. It's all been created by you, the listeners. We haven't created anything on the wiki. We opened it up, we turned it on, we plugged it in, turned it on, and said, come on in. And you guys have already created over 500 pages of information. It's just incredible.
You know what I love the most about the wiki?
What?
Well, they have fan clubs for each one of the the talk show hosts there. And
someone created the fan clubs.
Yeah, they did. And I have more fans than you.
I think you have more fans than everyone, right?
I have more fans than anyone. I am more lovable than all the rest of the talk show hosts, I think, combined.
By the way, Manwich, I think you have three fans.
Yeah, it's three.
Okay. The wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the FBI and how clueless and inept they are, and especially when it comes to computers, them things that you punch the buttons on. Well, it turns out that 8,000 of their 30,000 agents don't even have email addresses, so you have to call them up or fax them. And they're just so slow at doing anything. $170 million they spent on a new computer system that they were supposed to be implementing for whatever purposes. And they scrapped it after they'd spent $170 million because it was taking too long and they couldn't get it together.
We hate this computer system. I'm throwing it away.
Well, as it turns out, if you want to share data, because there's a lot of kind of infighting on the inside of the FBI, different agencies around the country fight with one another. If you're in L.A., you fight with the guys in Chicago, that sort of thing. Well, even if you did want to share some data amongst the interagency system, it can become more trouble than it's even worth. Investigators are supposed to document everything from warrant requests to stakeout summaries in the FBI's automated case support database. Now, agents can't point and click to add a record to their digital files. Instead, they have to tab through 12 different functions on a pre-Windows era green screen. Remember those old monochrome monitors? Remember it was just one color and black?
Yeah.
That's what they're using. Pictures of suspects can't be scanned in. What would you do? Show it in green?
Green.
And complex searches are impossible. Don't bother looking for aviation and schools at the same time. Not even an option. Many agents stay away from the automated case support and stick with paper. The 100,000 tips that came in during 2002's Washington, D.C. sniper case were circulated by fax. You want these people to protect you? Get real. Unlike until 9/11, the consequences of being backwards seemed pretty small. It was an investigative agency. After all, a team of cops looking into the crimes after the fact. They're a cleanup crew, essentially. There was little pressure to stop things before they happened. After all, you don't arrest a bank robber before he orders the teller to stick him up. Nor did there seem to be a sudden need to swap clues as they were coming in. Then, suddenly, the pressure to share information leapt from non-existent to crushing. Plans began in 2000.
You know, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
You know, this is sort of flies in the face of the people that say, we need, you know, bigger computer systems for our cops so they can communicate amongst one another. We need a national police force so that things that happen across state lines can be handled. So that,
you know, what the FBI's for.
You can check. Right, that's what they're for. Well, they don't do it either.
They don't do what?
They don't do it. Look, they can't even communicate amongst themselves.
One agent in one place can't share information with another agent in another place.
Can't even send an email to half of them.
I mean, they can't figure out email. Most Americans have had an email account since 1995. These idiots.
In 2002, funding for FBI information technology jumped from $223 million to $507 million. This was in the year 2000. In 2002, Senator Chuck Schumer, then the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said Trilogy's accelerated schedule was too slow. This is their new system that they plan to revamp. They were going to revamp the Bureau's hardware and their software, and they were going to call it Trilogy. But it was going too slow. So I was looking at the article about Trilogy, and they hired on some expert back in 2004, and it's still going slow. $223 million up to $507 million, and you're still using XT computers with green screens with monochrome access? You could revamp, if you turn this over to private industry, if it was a private police agency, they could revamp themselves in under 5 months for $20 million, or less.
They'd be using Google emails. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, according to the bureaucrat here, Chuck Schumer, he says, quote, "I find it impossible to believe that we cannot, for the safety of our nation, implement Trilogy any faster." Get it through your head, Chuck. Government sucks at doing virtually everything except killing people. They can't get it together. They're never going to get it together. It doesn't matter how much money you throw at it or how much you complain about how slow they're going. The problem apparently was finding people with enough geek know-how and enough project management experience to get Trilogy done. What? There's plenty of IT people out there.
Just can't hire them, apparently. It's too sensitive.
We could send our own Torgo up there, and he could probably get it together.
He wouldn't do it, though.
Yeah, true. The FBI stars, the problems. The FBI stars are the guys who chase down leads in the field, not the ones keeping the servers from crashing. One of the former director apparently had his personal computer taken off of his desk. Some agents proudly declared their inability to type. These are the people you want to keep you safe? In November 2001, the Bureau named ex-IBM executive Bob Dees as its first chief information officer. But Dees had virtually no authority over the FBI's technology budget, which was divided up amongst the various offices and divisions. He quit in May of 2002. In the 19 months that followed, the FBI went through 4 more CIOs, and 15 key managers rotated through the Trilogy project. People just coming in and out, and they're coming in. You know what they're doing? They're coming in and discovering, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is bureaucracy. Because this guy came in from IBM.
Right.
It's not the same world.
It has nothing to do with the revamping. It has to do with the bureaucracy that stands in its way.
Right. Yeah, okay, they come in and they say, okay, well, here's what we want you to do, but here's all the different hurdles you're going to have to jump through before you can even put a computer on somebody's desk. I mean, it probably gets as silly as we were talking about the FEMA situation down in New Orleans, where they wouldn't allow people to remove trailers from their properties until they were inspected first. So there were people that wanted trailers so they could live in them, but they weren't allowed to have them because the other people that had them hadn't had them inspected to make sure they were totally 100% federally safe yet. So for all I know, they have to have a federal inspection of the person's office before they can even plug in a computer in there. I mean, who knows the levels and the layers of red tape and bureaucracy that are facing these IT executives that they're hiring to do these jobs. I mean, the federal salary's got to be pretty sweet, right? I mean, if you're getting paid as an IT director at the FBI, you should be getting a nice paycheck. So therefore, the money obviously wasn't the issue with these guys. You hired the top dog at IBM. Money obviously wasn't an issue.
Right.
He came on for the money and then discovered, I can't handle this.
Not the bureaucracy.
You guys are bureaucrats. You don't know what you're doing. This plan is crazy. Anyway, the article points out that eventually they got some new hardware. They finally got some new internet connections. But still, today, agents struggle with the antiquated system that VCF tried and failed to replace. According to the current former intelligence analysts at throughout the government, the FBI's technological infrastructure is, quote, decades behind that of other agencies.
Wow.
FBI or the terrorists? Who do you think's got more flexibility, more agility? And the terrorists, the insurgents are out there recording videotapes of blowing stuff up and distributing those over the internet within hours. They've got it together. Why can't the FBI? It's bureaucracy and government. More coming back.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can grab up the updates if you are on the updates list. We'll send you information whenever there's something new to know about Free Talk Live. If you're on the updates list, you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Still to come here, you've got some ancient manuscripts that have been unearthed, Manwich, about Judas. We'll explore what that's all about coming up here. Also, let's see, sex for rent, and a man in the United Kingdom is ready to stop paying taxes. In fact, he has stopped, and he's gone public about it. We'll let you know what's happening to him as a result of that. But first, to the phones, we go to the amplifier-only line and George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, man.
Hey, George.
Hey, while you're on the subject of government wasting money, get this. For example, I got this little article of a list of small towns that's completely blowing taxpayer money on the war on terror here.
Really?
Yeah, for example, this small town in Tacoma? Something like that,
Tecumseh.
In Michigan.
Tecumseh.
Spent $98,000 to just do some management training, terrorist incident management training course in which nobody showed up.
Well, except for the guy that was doing the course.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. That's
gotta be rough. Here's another one. $1.5 million to Grand Forks, North Dakota. Population only 70,000, which went insane. It bought more biochem suits than it had cops. Two trailers of WMD response gear and an armored van. All they're missing is a neighboring tank, pretty much here.
Yeah.
Where is this from, George? Where are you getting this info?
I'm looking at this old Maxim magazine I got from last March.
Good stuff. Anything else?
Not at this point, but yeah, it's pretty interesting. I thought I'd point that out.
Thanks for the call. Government waste all over. Thanks, George. 800-259-9231. If it's government, it's waste.
It doesn't have to be new information to be good information, because, you know, the government's wasting our money constantly.
You're right about that. That's what they do. It's what they do best.
It's all they know how to do.
It's not their money. Why should they spend it well? I mean, if you're handed a bunch of money and told, here, go spend this. I mean,
of course you're going to buy more hazard suits than you got cops.
You have to spend this $2 million.
Otherwise, we give it back.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the theological stuff here, man. What is going on in the news with Judas?
Well, I'm just going to read the article, and maybe we can talk about it a little bit afterwards. National Geographic unveiled an ancient manuscript Thursday that may shed new light on the relationship between Jesus and Judas, the disciple who betrayed him. The papyrus manuscript was written probably around 300 AD in Coptic script, a copy of either of an earlier Greek manuscript. It was discovered in the desert of Egypt around the 1970s. I believe they call these the Gnostic Gospels. I don't know. There's several of them, the Gospel of Mary, the Gospel of Thomas. There's actually supposed to be a Gospel of Jesus, too, I believe.
Huh.
But anyway, there's several of these Gospels, and now apparently they found the Gospel of Judas. It has now been authenticated by carbon dating and studied and translated by biblical scholars, National Geographic announced. Unlike the four Gospels of the Bible, the text indicates that Judas betrayed Jesus at Jesus' request.
Whoa!
The text begins, "The secret account of the revelation that Jesus spoke in conversation with Judas Iscariot." The key passage comes when Jesus tells Judas, "You will exceed all of them, for you will sacrifice the man that clothed me." Now, this is how most of these, you're right, this is how most of these are written. Very weird spiritual sort of stuff, as opposed to the kind of language that's used in the regular biblical gospels.
Okay.
And It's interesting. It makes me wonder, though, what is it that makes us choose the Gospels? I mean, the Gospels were chosen by the Council of Nicaea a long time ago. How come those are the good ones, and we find these other things written later, and they're no good? I mean, they indicate they indicate strongly that Jesus may have been married to Mary Magdalene.
Really?
Does
that mean he had sex with her, too?
That would mean precisely that.
Wouldn't that mean there'd be a little Jesus? Possibly?
People say that.
Okay.
That would be the Merovingian line if you decide to go along that path. I'm not saying that I necessarily believe all that stuff. To me, it's just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Why
did they choose some books to put into the Bible but leave some of the other ones out? Maybe it was because it was lost in the desert. Nobody knew where it was.
If you look at the Catholic Bible, there's the Apocrypha. You know, there's a book called St. George and the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. There's no dragons.
Not yet. We talked about a story last week. Somebody's going to work on making one.
So it's kind of, to me, it's all very interesting what made, people believe that the gospel is the unerring word of God. But
because they've been told it is.
It's not just written by men, in my opinion. It's also sort of put together by men.
Sure.
And, you know, you can indicate what you want in the Bible by, you know, this one makes it, this one doesn't. Why is this one
better? Somebody had to be the editor, right?
Why do the Catholics believe one thing and the Jehovah's Witnesses believe another, and then there's the King James Version?
What a mess.
I don't know. It's really, it's interesting. And then on Judgment Day, God's going to sit up there on his throne, and he's going to tell me whether I've been bad because I didn't believe this particular set of rules?
Now, what's the relevance here of this Judas story? I mean, it was, the old story is that he betrayed Jesus and sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. Now this is revealing that indeed it was behind the scenes, a backroom deal between the two of them where he said, you're supposed to sell me out.
It indicates that Judas would liberate the spiritual self by helping Jesus get rid of his physical flesh, the scholar said. I don't really get that from that that line, but okay. The manuscript was first mentioned in a treatise.
He would liberate his what? Spiritual self?
Yeah, he liberates his spiritual self by freeing him from the flesh.
Well, maybe he was promised some sort of a bonus. Like, you get an extra level in heaven or something if you sell me out.
The author of the Gospel of Judas believed that Judas Iscariot alone understood the true significance of Jesus' teachings.
Very interesting. I don't believe any of it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. In fact, there's some evidence that have come out that supports more evolution. We'll Share that with you on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our site. It's all for free. The bulletin board system, archives, and more. What do we ask in return for giving you all that free stuff? Your vote. We need over 1,000 votes this month in order to be the number one podcast in the world all month long. Now, we're number one right now, but we're only up by 50 votes.
Really?
That's a small gap. It can be easily closed in a very quick period of time. So if you've yet to vote for us this month, head over now to vote.freetalklive.com because we need your help. In fact, we need the help of your friends. So be sure to instant message them or send them some emails and give them a phone call. Remind them to go to vote.freetalklive.com because the longer we're number one, the more likely it is that people are going to cross, new people are going to come across the show, which means more people will hear the message of freedom and liberty. It's important.
It is.
Vote.freetalklive.com. By the way, I'd like to thank the good people over at iTunes. If you're using a podcast client, you might want to consider iTunes because they're featuring Free Talk Live on their podcast directory right now, and it's fantastic, which means welcome to all of our new iTunes listeners out there as well. So, really enjoying that exposure, and thanks to the crew at iTunes. To the phones we go. Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey.
How you doing this evening?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I finally got to see, 2 weekends ago, America from freedom to fascism.
Excellent. How did you feel about it?
Fantastic movie. It got me really upset, and and a lot of stuff I didn't know about that I wasn't expecting to for it to kind of go about talking about the banks specifically,
mm-hmm.
And like worldwide banking, that type of thing, and it was.
But he touches in the movie. This is a great movie. It's America from Freedom to Fascism. You can go and get see the preview at freedomtofascism.com. But he touches
the country.
Yeah, it's going around the country in kind of sneak preview mode at the moment. Hopefully they're going to get a somewhat wide release. I think they're working on that behind the scenes. But it's a great movie. It touches on not only how the banks and not only about the banks and how the money system here in this country is fraudulent, but also about the IRS and how that's essentially a fraud and how income taxes are voluntary and the IRS refuses to actually tell you where the law is that forces you to pay income taxes because the law doesn't exist. So it covers a few bases and talks just in general about freedom in America, and I think it's a really good movie for people
right.
to see.
And the director actually goes around confronting IRS officials, asking them, where is the law that we have that obliges us to file?
Right.
And not a single one can answer.
And most of them wouldn't even want to talk to him.
Right. They blew him off completely.
It's cool because he has that sort of Michael Moore in-your-face style.
Yeah.
Except unlike Michael Moore, Aaron Russo is actually a libertarian, whereas Michael Moore is a rabid socialist.
Exactly. And it was fun because I saw it in New Hampshire, and there was all these free staters there, and people were contributing to the movie with Liberty Dollars. And it was just a really kind of a nice libertarian uplifting experience, you know.
Very cool.
So I definitely recommend everyone listening, if they can see this movie, to go see it.
And most of you can't see the movie because, again, it's just kind of traveling around on a preview basis. But you can find out where the previews are by going to wethepeople.org, and they've
right.
got a list of the previews there. And the previews are free, so you just show up.
That's a great website, too, to see.
Yeah, wethepeople.org. But one movie you can see right now...
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta, baby.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We saw
a very good evening, guys.
It was awesome. Thanks, Matthew. Hour number three is on the way. Coming up, sex and rent, plus another missing link has been found. Those of you that believe in God better start believing in evolution, too. They're not mutually exclusive. You can believe in both of them. We'll give you the evidence coming up. And a man in the United Kingdom that has refused to pay his taxes publicly. We'll find out what's happening to him coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Discover an